Well, I'm going to take my turn now and speculate like most of the pundits and talking heads do when it comes to high-profile cases. When you read the story at ScaredMonkeys.com saying Jorn Vandersloot tested positive for cocaine and marijuana, I'm not shocked. When you look at the news stories, of course, I've never seen a police report regarding Peru, but when you look at the news stories, and assuming they're accurate, about the savagery, I guess I'll use that term, and the violence involved in the death of this young girl, and Vandersloot's own history when it comes to drug usage, I'm not surprised. It just goes to show you that there's a lot more to this case than we all probably know, and it will come out, or won't, in the next little while. But what needs to come out now is Vandersloot doing the right thing. Maybe it's being done, maybe it isn't being done, I'm not sure, and maybe I'm totally out to lunch when I say this, but he needs to now do the right thing and tell what really happened and where Natalie Holloway is. Will it? I don't know. We'll see. But Jorn Vandersloot, if he has a scintilla, just the smallest little bit of decency in his body, and most will say he doesn't, needs to step up to the plate now and say, this is what I've done. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.